This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
There's nothing to overturn it. I was out there. I felt it. I mean, hands under the ball, snag it, and... I don't understand. I don't obviously understand the catch rule at this point. They got to figure it out. New York can't call in and say that it's not a catch when every other ref out there says it is.
Well, they kind of can. Welcome back.
He got a point, though.
Wait.
No.
It's a scoring play, so it gets reviewed automatically.
No, I get that. Yeah. But it's like there's some instances this season where you look at plays that look similar plays. And they were rude catches.
I don't think
touchdowns, if you will.
I don't think it's that difficult. Like I feel like everybody, majority of people at least, when they see a play and they see the replays of a catch, whether it's close or not, you have a pretty good idea of which way it's going to get called. Like if you don't know the rule by now, that's on you.
Yeah. So there's two parts to this. One,
I ain't gonna lie, it looked like that was a beautiful catch, but that was rude, not a catch.
Yeah. He didn't. Yeah. I mean, he didn't complete it to the ground. Like.
In the end zone.
Saw the replay, I was like, that's not a catch.
So there's two parts to this. One, the idea that it got overturned. It was probably a 50-50, 60-40, right? So that they looked at it different angles in the replay center. They overturned it. But he's almost alluding to the idea that there's some
collusion,
funny business going on, right? That because the refs on the field said touchdown, and then they reviewed it in New York, and they said no. Every scoring play gets reviewed.
Now, that's how it works.
Yes. Last week, there was something that went on in the Detroit-Kansas City game that did feel a little weird. The play where Goff caught a touchdown, and it was ruled on the field. It was obviously a catch. They weren't reviewing the catch. It was obviously a catch. But when they looked at it in the replay center, because they review every score, they said, hey, refs, you missed a penalty. That's a little weird, because usually they don't do that. They just say catch or no catch, right? They don't go back on the play and say, you guys should have called a penalty. That feels a little bit like maybe the people in New York shouldn't be doing that. Let the refs play, you know, do the game. But in terms of just the catch or not, that's their job, right? They got to review the play in New York. I mean, it just feels like he's salty because they lost.
Well, yeah. I mean,
it was sour.
Yeah, he's like, New York can't like call in and change the play when the refs on the field. Like, yes, they can. That is what they do.
When they changed it to every scoring play and every turnover gets reviewed, this is what happens now. So he's going to have to get over it. It almost was an incredible catch.
It was.
It was a cool catch.
Yeah, it was. He was like laid out like Superman.
It was. You know, that play really was big. I think I'm going to ask you guys a question. Considering how conservative Sirianni was.
That kind of changed the game.
Let's say they rule the Hockenson catch a touchdown. So the score at that point would have been either 28-25 or 28-20. Let's say 28-26, right? They kick the extra point in, 28-26. Eagles are winning by two. Do you guys think he lets Jalen throw, or do they just run it three times, make the Vikings use all three timeouts, and hope for the first down on the ground, but obviously more likely to end up punting? Do you think he lets Jalen throw twice if it's a two-point game rather than a four-point game? Or six-point game, excuse me.
I don't know. My first gut feeling is telling me he probably would keep the ball on the ground.
I don't think so.
I get the point thing.
It feels like pretty much the same situation to me. Like I thought it was ballsy for them to throw it when they did anyway.
So you think he would throw it?
He got more aggressive at the end.
Yeah.
But he was conservative all day.
Well, he was, but like that. So it's a one score game either way. I get field goal is different from touchdown, but like they made the decision that they were going to throw it and ice the game. I don't think that changes.
I don't know. My first thought is he'd probably try to run the ball. That's my first thought. Even after I said everything I just said, but when you initially the way you presented it,
if you did, I'd be going insane.
Well, I mean, it would have been a ridiculously coached game. Right. I mean, he was super
ridiculous.
He was ridiculously conservative yesterday, and considering the way his quarterback was playing, it didn't make any sense. All right, so Hockenson is obviously in his feelings, as was Justin Jefferson yesterday, who had a big play in the end zone stripped out of his hands by Cooper DeJean. Let's hear Jefferson after the game.
I think that was a drop. That wasn't DeJean getting his hand in there.
Nah, man. I mean, all respect to him, but that's a catch any day of the week. I just gotta, you know, be more focused into pulling the ball into me and towards. I mean, instead of, you know, just laying the ball out there and letting him just knock the ball out of my hand. So I would say that's more on me than, you know, on him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let him hear it, Hugh.
Man, come on, dog. Listen, because let me tell you, I was watching that play, right? Mm-hmm. Coop had a lot of bravado after that. I was scared. I was worried.
A little taunting or something?
Well, no, not that. I thought they were going to come back to the play.
Oh, come back.
Because normally that, because he's right. If Coop don't get his hands in there, that's a catch.
Well, so that's one of those where the end zone, the catch versus, like, if you run into the end zone, you cross the plane, it's a touchdown. But if you catch it, you have to complete the catch.
Yes.
And so he had
and
it Coop, 2 feet down, Coop, but then he didn't complete
and
it.
And Coop knocked the ball out of his hand.
I thought it was great work by Coop to keep fighting.
Yes.
Because he caught fighting.
And when he, I was like, hold up, young fella. I know you made a good play. They're going to come back with that play. Because normally you would come back to that.
Well, you would think it's a good matchup for Minnesota. As good as Coop is, like, it's Jefferson.
Yeah, because it's those two. So you're thinking the matchup favors you. I was surprised they didn't come back with it. I was surprised because it looked like he caught him slipping. But that was a great play on Coop. Like a physical play. You could tell, and Coop looked like when he was standing there, he was flexing. I was like, okay, cool.
That was a big one.
Yeah, it was.
Careful, get a penalty.
I know.
Really wasn't worried about that. I was more so worried about them coming back to the play. And they didn't.
No, they didn't. They made a lot of mistakes in the red zone. Eagles made good plays in the red zone, but the Vikings, I mean, they had the holding on the one touchdown went through. They had the Hockenson drop, whatever you want to call it, and then that one.
I'm surprised. Like, seriously, though, Joe, I'm surprised. They didn't come back to that.
I would have ran
it right back because that's a one-on-one. You had the matchup that you wanted. Coop just won it. I'd have ran it back, but they obviously didn't feel comfortable doing it.
Yeah, I don't know what
I'm surprised they didn't unleash Adam Thielen on DeJean.
He only had the one catch in the beginning?
He's talking about when he was
he cooked them in Carolina.
Yeah.
When he was with Carolina last year.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised they didn't get the ball to Jefferson more.
Coop's a different man now. He didn't grow it up.
He is. Then. He's all grown up now. It was a big play. It really was a big play in the end. Eagles buckled down in the red zone. Let's go to David in Drexel Hill. What's up, David?
Guys.
David.
All the what ifs. Listen, think about this, right? What if Jalen Hurts threw the ball 43 times? We might have 500 yards passing and 3 more touchdowns.
You're probably right.
The what if.
Yeah, yesterday.
You know, I would love to see him do it one game, throw for 40-something times. Because yesterday, he threw for 24, got 300-something yards. The other man threw for 44.
Well, the other guy stinks. I mean,
he was throwing up.
But before the game, we wasn't talking about
Wentz. Watch.
Well, yeah.
They wanted to give him some credits.
No, we were talking about Carson Wentz stinking for 5 years now. I mean, we all know this.
You're right. They shouldn't.
All we did was prop up
him.
Carson Wentz last week.
Yeah.
Because he ain't did nothing his entire career in the league.
Joe's guy.
We give him credit for a Super Bowl that he didn't even play in.
I don't give him credit for anything.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, David, I don't know who you're talking about, but I don't like Wentz.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you this, though, with Jalen, because I watched him do everything people say he can. How is AJ in our receiving core known to be like great receivers if they're not getting the ball? They get the ball more than enough. This season they haven't. But remember, AJ set that record, what, 2 seasons ago for passing?
Mm-hmm.
They will get it now. And here's what's going to happen to this team. They need to wake up and start giving Barkley the ball 3-4 yards past the line of scrimmage, a short pass.
Oh, so you want to throw to Barkley more than run with Barkley?
Easy, because he's getting hit before he comes through the line. Now, remember last year we were bragging about they don't even hit him until he's 4 or 5 yards through.
Yeah, that's over.
You know?
Yep.
So they need to do that. And my last question to Hugh, if I covered Jalen Hurts and you didn't know who he was, we would consider him one of the top 4 or 5 quarterbacks probably in the last 30, 40 years.
No,
playing
David. David. I'm going to let Hugh respond. But
you didn't know
David.
Him?
David.
What are you talking about?
David.
I don't know about that.
In the last 30 or 40 years of pro football?
Isn't Patrick Mahomes considered like to be the best after my boy that retired Brady?
Yeah. But he's
the last 30.
But how is Jalen?
Jalen Hurts whoop down on each time he
plays.
Oh,
time out, David.
I like whoop down,
David,
though.
David, hold on.
This is where we go
but
too far.
David,
hold on. Couldn't I make the same case?
Talk to him, David.
Like David,
talk to him
David,
any kind of way.
David, hold
stop,
on.
Hugh.
David, let's come together on this.
I'm listening.
Talk to him any kind of way,
okay.
David.
David, Eli Manning beat Tom Brady twice in the Super Bowl. Eli Manning's not even in the same stratosphere as Tom Brady.
Because let me ask you, do you really consider Eli Manning's career for 4 years to be as good as Jalen Hurts?
No, but that's the point. Like Eli beat Brady twice, and nobody with half a brain would say Eli's close to Brady.
But that's not the same when I'm talking about.
But it is.
The concept was
Jalen. You said isn't Mahomes considered one of the greatest last 30, 40 years? Yes, and you said Jalen beat him twice in the Super Bowl. The point is that's not part
stick
of how you decide
guns,
who's the best
let
in 30 or 40 years.
Ask him again,
did
Dave.
Did Barkley have a great season last year?
Yes, he did.
Why did Jalen Hurts have more running touchdowns than him?
The tush push.
Because he's a vulture.
No, it wasn't.
Where did he score from?
The tush push they do on fourth down plays. I will bet right now that only 4 or 5 of his touchdowns at best came from a tush
baloney.
Push.
Baloney, David. You think only 4 of Jalen's touchdowns last year came from running touchdowns came from the tush push?
I'll tell you what I'm going to really do. I'm going to check it soon. I hang up.
Yeah, I'll do it too. How about
you check.
That?
All right, David,
please do it because I'm going to be listening to you.
Okay, David, we love you and
check
we appreciate
them,
it. Hugh, I need you to rank top 4 quarterbacks last 40 years on the fly from David and Drexel Hill.
The last 4?
Top 4 last 40 years.
I say one would be Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, you got to throw Brady in there, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, Brady's in there. Then you said last 4 years.
No, 40 years, yeah.
Just 40. Aaron Rodgers. Ooh. That's easy. Ooh. Aaron Rodgers probably in the top 4 because he has some hell of a
– Would you put Peyton in?
Oh, I forgot about Peyton. Yeah, Peyton.
Okay, so that we reached 4 already. So we got him. We're done then?
Last 40 years, yeah.
Because he wants Jalen Hurts to be ranked.
Wait a minute, Dan Marino?
No, I mean, you're running out of spots.
Dan Marino would be in there?
Hugh's top four in the last 40 years. We're on quarterback number 9.
No, I'm just saying. I'm thinking.
I know. What the point is, Hurts is obviously not a top four quarterback in the last 40 years.
Well, by the way, just over his career, 33 of his 55 touchdowns are on the tush push.
Why do we have to go so far? Like, today's a day.
No. Joe, now he's the best quarterback ever.
Today's a day to praise Jalen Hurts. He was awesome yesterday. I said it was the greatest game I've ever seen him, just pure throwing, right? Not his legs, just pure throwing. And then we got to take a call saying he's a top four quarterback in 40 years of pro football. There is Brady. There is Montana. There is Mahomes. There is Manning. Oh, yeah. There is Marino. I mean, I could go on for 10 minutes. I mean, what are we
doing? Why we got to go so far?
Why do we have to push it that far? Because and then someone's listening right now, and they just got in the car. Gilio's hating again, not giving the guy credit. When I sat here for 2.5 hours giving the guy credit. And then David with his make-believe stats about Jalen's tush pushes last year.
Hey, Dave, live your truth, dog.
This is your fault.
It is entirely your fault.
You tell people to live their truth. They just make up ideas.
Wait a minute.
I mean, why?
I had to sit there and think about it. I said 40 years? Like 40?
No, he didn't even say like top 10 or 15.
No, in an era where Tom Brady exists.
Top 4 in the last 40 years.
Because I had to think about it for a minute.
Yeah, that goes back to 85, man.
It goes back forever.
40. It's like 40.
Like, there's all these quarterbacks that have won all these MVPs and Super Bowls.
Oh. This is a beautiful thing.
Again, this is, you take blame for this.
I don't.
Take accountability.
No, I'm all for people living their truth.
I know, but what do you do when the truth is so far out of the universe that you have to like bring everyone
you
back
just gotta,
to?
Sometimes you just got to listen, man. I told you yesterday I got accosted in the store.
Excuse me?
I got accosted by some religious folks.
Okay.
And they were talking to me about religious stuff, mm-hmm. right? And so
were they trying to get you to see the light a little bit?
Well, they were trying to get me to come to Bible study.
Okay. And when are you going?
I was like, dog, I work on Sunday.
No.
They were like, hey, you going to come to Bible study? I was like the dude went through this whole spiel, right? Which I, you know, when they're talking to you about stuff like that, I do respect even the Jehovah's Witnesses when they're talking because
yeah.
they talk pretty fast and they're, you know, they're trying to, you know, get their point across. So I listened to what he had to say. And then he asked me, he's like, when are you coming to Bible study? I said, no.
Just flat out no.
I said, but thank you. For the information.
You should tell me your Bible study is the birds.
The Church of the Eagles.
That's right.
I didn't want to do that.
I know. You don't
want to be I didn't want to be rude. And I let him finish his spiel, and I told him no. Just flat out. No.
You know what he was doing? He was living his truth.
Well, yeah, because you know, it's like funny when people, like a lot of times say, well, can I get your contact info? Nah, can't get that. But thank you. Thank you very
15
much.
15 tush-push touchdowns since 2024,
by the way. That bothered
God. I mean, it was ridiculous.
I think in week one.
we don't have to do this, guys.
Was it week one he ran one
yes,
in against
do.
The Cowboys from like
yes,
15 yards do. Away? Didn't he have a scrambling
like
touchdown
that.
In week one?
Yes. Yeah, he did.
And I remember the graphic went up. That was the first time he had rushed for a touchdown outside of a yard or two. In a long time. Like, it's okay that he has tush-push touchdowns. There are 6 points either way. But we don't have to create ideas that aren't true.
Callers like that are why we get the label as a hater. Because we have to defend against him not being the greatest quarterback to ever walk the earth.
Right, like, and again, it's not even about him.
So we
it's
hate
just
him,
reality.
Though.
I would do the same thing. Like, you know, if someone called in and said Joel Embiid is basically Michael Jordan, I'd hang up. I mean, like, if someone called in and said that Bryce Harper is as good as Shohei Ohtani, that's ridiculous. Like, it's okay to have some sort of structure
40
here.
40 years.
What's that?
40 years.
Top four of the last 40 years. Even if he just said the last 5 years, we could have at least had a reasonable discussion about it, but not 40. My Lord. George in Florida is up. What's up, George?
Guys, good afternoon.
Hey, George,
what's up? George?
Now, I wasn't sure if I heard that for real or not. 4 or 40. I was like, holy cow. And I'm a huge Jalen Hurts fan.
I was in the same boat.
Even,
I was like, wait a minute.
Even those wearing Hurts jerseys right now are like, hold the phone
wait
here.
Wait a minute, I had to think.
David,
like,
come
wait
on.
A minute.
And I love Jalen. I watched him. First time calling since coming back to Philly. My thoughts and prayers to you about the loss of your son. The class act, what you had T.O. on too, man. Your class act.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
The thing with the Eagles, I look at this. The bottom line is winning in the trenches, and they're injured in the trenches on both sides of the football. And I think once they heal up, I think they're going to be fine. And I'm all about the pass creating the run. And when I hear old-timers talk about, I hate to say old-timers because I'm about the pass. we need to have an equal distribution of the run and passing game. The NFL is a passing league. Yes, the running game is important. That identifies the Eagles. But I think what we saw yesterday is we watched an excellent defensive coordinator with Minnesota throw eight guys in the box telling Jalen, you need to beat us with your arm, and he did. And I think that was impressive to me.
So, George, I agree with you, and I think we go too far with the run-pass balance. Really, George, it's a math game. I mean, when you think about it, right? Like, if there's eight in the box, the math tells you should throw the football more, and then vice versa if it's a light box. And I always think those run-pass things, we almost, like, we reverse-engineer them to make our point. You know, if you are up in a game early throwing, and you're up by, you know, 14 points, you will then go to run the clock out. So by the end of the game, you're probably going to have a 50-50 distribution of run and pass or close to it. But that's, if you watch the game, you realize like they threw to get up and then they ran to ice the clock away.
Correct. One more question. You have BG coming back. Hugh, this might be to you because you played the game. And I looked at the numbers here. You know, we have your injuries on both sides of the ball. Is it easier to come back as a defensive player if not playing? And I'm talking about maybe Jason Kelce. They're both 37 years old. And if you have problems at the center position, is it easier to come back from not playing on the defensive side or offensive side?
Man, it's not easy to come back at all. I mean, because I'm just being honest with you. I remember sitting on the sideline one time when I was retired and thinking about how crazy I had to be to play this game for as long as I played because it's so violent. You know, and even though BG is only a few months removed from that, dude, you have to, even if offensive, defensive side of the ball, you have to get used to somebody putting their hands on you every play, especially playing in those trenches. So it's not easy. It is not easy at all. And your body, like your body reacting to that, man, and those violent collisions all the time, it's not easy. Not easy at all.
Now, hopefully this week that they come to play against the Giants because they just – thought they would show up in game one against them and win. Now, after the Giants had an unbelievable loss yesterday, I think the Eagles are going to come into this game in Philly ready to play because the Giants were ready to play. And at any level, you're the champion and everybody's gunning for it. I just don't think they were ready to play game one against the Giants, and I think they will this time. What do you guys think?
George, I agree with you, and we're going to get to that collapse they had yesterday. George, we appreciate your phone call. We'll go around the NFL coming up in a few minutes. But, yeah, my first thought on this coming Sunday is the Eagles will be way more ready for the Giants. They'll have way more tape on Jackson Dart. Hughes mentioned a lot the four-game thing on Jackson Dart. It's now been four games. Clearly, the Giants are a little bit more game than they have been in years past, but that was yesterday, and we're going to get to it. An epic collapse, so I think mentally they're going to come in here with some baggage here. But yeah, I expect the Eagles to win this game. As much as there's been choppiness to this Eagles season, Hugh, if they can win this game on Sunday, which I believe they will, and they should.
You can't lose to the Giants twice in one season.
They'll be 6-2 heading into the bye. I mean, that's a pretty good – I'm going to steal Hugh Douglas' line. You're in a pretty good spot.
Not bad.
6-2 heading into the bye is a pretty good spot. That gives them a chance to get healthier. It gives Howie Roseman a chance to go fortify the roster. And the trade deadline is 15 days away from right now. And then they come out of that trade deadline, and the next few games, and the bye, the next few games are at Green Bay on a Monday night, home for Detroit, and at Dallas. And Hugh, that Dallas game is looking a little bit different than I thought when the season started. That feels like a huge part of the schedule in, you know, after the Giants, after the bye. Green Bay, Detroit, Dallas.
Yeah, because it looks like Dakota's playing pretty well. Dakota's doing his thing. They don't have a really good defense, but Dakota's playing well.
Yeah, I mean, he is.
Dakota.
Their offense is moving the football up.
Those two receivers are a nightmare.
Yeah, can we get another corner before we play those guys? Yes, no, maybe. We might need one. Well, we might need one. So, obviously, we're thrilled, and Jalen played well yesterday. You mentioned Dak. Dak has now thrown at least three touchdowns without a pick in four consecutive games.
Dakota's been, since he said he was not throwing any picks, is not, you know, he's been pretty decent.
Oh, no, he did that last year and then, or was it?
Might have been 2 years.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
And he threw a ton of picks. So it took him a little while.
Yeah, well, whatever. He's doing it now. I mean, I still don't trust their defense. I think there was anything real there, but they might be. They might be more game than I thought when the season began, and we shall see when we see them in a few weeks. All right, 215-592-9490. For your reaction to all this, Jalen Hurts, I thought as a thrower, as just a pure pass for the best game of his football career yesterday, his NFL career, even more impressive in some ways than the two Super Bowls. No turnovers yesterday's game. It wasn't about his legs. It was about his arm. He carried them to a victory. Big one. And this passing game is starting to put things together here three straight weeks. All right, Eagles get the win in Minnesota. Your reaction to it all? Told you so's finally. Where'd you come down as you watched Jalen yesterday? Was it a finally he did it? Or are you in the camp like Hugh Douglas, even though he didn't tell us that he said, I told you so. You didn't, but that's okay. We'll also go around the NFL next, catch you up on all the other action, including that Giants meltdown yesterday, and one head coach that is still employed that has never been more actually fired. I mean, this guy is a dead coach walking on the sidelines. The Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.